This time of year, I love kayaking through the calm waters of Maryland's tidal rivers and wetlands. There's something special about our Chesapeake Bay's blue-green inlets, briny air, and abundant wildlife that make me feel like I'm home. But there's something else I love to see while I'm paddling, too. The view of hundreds of towering loblolly pine trees. Hailed as the leading commercial timber tree in the southeast U.S., our native loblolly pine grows rapidly with a straight trunk clear of low branches. It reaches 50 feet in just 20 years, and when it's mature, can top 100 feet with a 3-foot trunk diameter. It has downward drooping limbs and smells a lot like rosemary. As an evergreen conifer, it has long, thin, dark green needles and dark brown, scaly, and deep furrowed bark. I have lots of fond memories of attempting to climb these towering giants as a kid, not to mention using their brown, hand-sized oval pine cones as both thorny missiles against my siblings and as terrific campfire starters. But I also remember seeing the most amazing wildlife around them. That's because loblolly pines provide important habitat for wildlife on our coast, particularly bald eagles and osprey. Mourning doves, robins, and woodpeckers also use loblolly pines for their homes. And young loblolly pines provide perfect cover for wild turkeys and our sharply declining populations of northern bobwhites. Beavers and eastern cottontail rabbits eat the bark and needles, while white-tailed deer eat the needles and twigs. Loblolly seeds, which escape the cone usually when the cone hits the ground, are perfect snacks for chickadees, goldfinches, juncos, and chipmunks. Humans use loblollies too. We now use them for mulch, timber, and pulpwood for naval and veneer products. Early colonists boiled loblolly pine resin into tar to preserve wooden boats and ship riggings. Skin problems, wounds, and sores were also treated with salves made from this pine. And even into the late 1800s, turpentine from loblolly and other pine trees was prescribed for bronchitis, influenza, and tuberculosis. Loblollies mostly live in and south of the Chesapeake region in acidic clay or loamy soil. Our southern states are crowded with them, which is why the loblolly pine is the second most common species of tree in the country, after the red maple. The word loblolly is a combination of the words lob, referring to the thick bubbling of cooking porridge, and lolly, an old British word for food boiled in a pot. The trees themselves thrive near muddy areas with a consistency of bubbled porridge. Hence, our spectacularly tall pine is named for the lowland areas it can grow in and near. One important loblolly actually grows in nearby Bethesda, Maryland. At the Society of American Foresters, there is a particular loblolly called a moon tree. It comes from a 1971 operation, the famous Apollo 14 mission to the moon with astronaut Stuart Russo aboard. Russo had formerly worked for the U.S. Forest Service as a smoke jumper and had brought 500 tree seeds aboard the mission. Many of the seeds were our area's loblollies. Of the seeds that returned, one was planted back on Earth and now thrives here 45 years later. Likely, that tree should outlast many more missions to space, as loblollies have been known to live for as long as 300 years. The oldest trees are the ones that are doing our waterways the most good, as their lateral root system does wonders to curb erosion. Plus, loblollies have another immense ecological value. It and other conifers represent our planet's largest terrestrial carbon sink, sucking up and storing the excess carbon dioxide from our atmosphere to make the air we need to breathe. You can learn more by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.